today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study about hope, and we hope you'll join us. We're going to be in Matthew 7. At least we're going to start there today. So if you can get to a Bible, I encourage you to join along with us as we consider His Word today. We have some exciting news, something that some people have been asking about, and I wanted to let you know about it. And I'm not going to put any pressure on you. This is just something that we've been able to do, and I hope that you could make use of it, and if not, don't worry about it. It's not a big concern to us. We're so thankful that God provides for us, and we give Him glory. However, what I want to let you know about is now on our website at considerhisword.org. If you would like to help this ministry, you can give your offering online. And we appreciate so much the gifts that we receive. Most of them come through the mail. And I've had a few ask if we could possibly have a way that people could give online. And now we have that possibility. So at considerhisword.org, there's a link there. You'll see a blue button. You just click on that, and it's very easy from there on. And we are so grateful for the gifts that you send us. We're grateful for the gifts that God gives us, how good He has been to us, and we praise Him for it. At the website, there's also a place where you can contact us. We'd love to hear from you. Again, considerhisword.org. There's a link there that says contact us. We'd love to hear from you. And if you'd write to us, we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals where you can write down prayer requests. I take mine with me on Wednesday night to prayer meeting. And as the prayer requests come in, I'm able to write them in that book and keep it handy, keep it with me. When somebody says, pray for me, you know, it's a blessing when you can pull out a notebook and write down, yes, I'll pray for you, and you write their name down. And I believe that's a blessing to them because then they have some assurance that you are going to pray for them. These little prayer journals will just fit in your shirt pocket. They'll fit in a purse. They're great little prayer journals. So just write to us, and I'll send you one. Now, you can contact us through the website, or you can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Most of the requests for the prayer journals, most of the requests that we get actually come through the regular mail. And so you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. We're going to begin in Matthew 7. We've been talking about hope. The Bible speaks of a blessed hope. And there are some out there that have no hope at all. They have no sense of direction, no sense of a foundation, and no hope. The Scripture says specifically to hope thou in God. In fact, it's in Psalm 42:11. It says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Though there are some that have no hope, I think it's even worse for people who have a false hope. And that's especially what we want to talk about today, is having a false hope. The problem is that those who have a false hope are being deceived. A man who is hopeless might be inclined to accept the true hope in the Lord Jesus Christ and hope in God. But those who have a false hope are being deceived, and their hope is misplaced, and they are mistaken. And this is a serious thing, having that false hope. I want you to listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 7. You know, there are many who think that they're going to heaven. They think they have a hope in heaven, but it's because it's a false hope, because they're trusting something other than Christ. There are many, many things that people put their faith in. I mean, I've seen people put their faith in objects and put their faith in false teachers. We'll talk about that a little bit. Let me read what Jesus said. Matthew chapter 7, I'm going to begin reading in verse 21. Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Oh, I hope you never hear those words, that your hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many who put their hope in other places, in other things. You know, this kind of a false hope is like the foolish man that built his house on the sand that we read about. Jesus, of course, I believe himself being the sand. He said that man would build a house on a rock, and when the storms come and the winds come, the house will stand sure. But he that builds his house on a sand, when those storms come and when those things come, that house is going to fall, and it's going to be a great fall. You see, a false hope comes when you trust in anything or anyone other than Christ. Now, be careful here. I believe many have a false hope in religion. You say, well, wait a minute, I thought this was a Christian broadcast. It is. But I'll tell you what, religion, and I'll explain what I mean. I believe religion has done more to damage Christianity than anything that I know of. Religion is when we place our faith in rituals, going through motions. The Bible says having a form of godliness, denying the power of thereof. And they go through these religious rituals. And I even mean things like just going to church. Many think that if they just go to church enough, that maybe they'll make it. I've heard of some that go to church every day. If they have a relationship with Christ, there's nothing wrong with that. But if they're depending on their frequent attendance to a building, they have a false hope. And some have their hope in religion. The difference is, you see, religion is man reaching up to God in whatever way he can. True Christianity is God reaching down to us and loving us and saving us from our sin. And that comes from a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So the question comes down to this: do you just have an empty religion, or do you have a rich relationship in Christ? You see, heaven is going to depend on your relationship, not on your religion. And it gets very confused. Many think that they're going to get, they have a false hope in themselves. They have a false hope in their good works. Titus 3:5 says, "Not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy he has saved us." And in those good works, technically, they're really trusting in themselves, in their own righteousness. They'll say, well, I'm good enough. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to. And when I ask them if they have an assurance of heaven, or if they'll know they'll go to heaven when they die, they'll say, well, I'm trying. I hope so. I'm doing the best I can. And I believe this is an empty, false hope when we put our trust in ourselves. If I just work hard, if I'm just sincere, listen, there's a lot of people who are sincerely wrong. Well, and I had a man tell me one day, he goes, you know, it doesn't matter what you believe in as long as you're sincere. Well, listen, you can believe in a false hope that's very sincere and still be lost and go to hell. False hope is a very, very dangerous thing. They think their kindness toward others and how they help others is somehow going to get themselves through. One of the most dangerous, I think, is a false hope in unbiblical teachings, things that are separate from Scripture, adding to the Scripture. You realize there are some groups that have added to the Bible. Be careful of those. Or they'll try to change the Bible in some way. They'll say things that the Bible doesn't even say. Adding to or taking away from the Scripture is a very serious thing. And in a lot of these is a hope in false teachers. I'm not going to name names, but did you hear what Jesus said? Let me read it again. Back in Matthew 7:22, he said, many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out devils in thy name and done many wonderful works? And they can do those things. You realize that many are putting on a show. And they're hoping to get big offerings, and they do get big offerings. But it's all emptiness, and they're false teachers leading people astray. Remember, Jim Jones had all of those people that he led. They had a false hope, and yet he led them down to South America, and they all ended up dead. I believe that false teachers, this problem with false teachers is maybe a sign of the last days. Jesus said, many false prophets will rise and deceive many. In Matthew 7:15, he said, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravening wolves. Oh, we've got to be careful. Listen, I would even check your own pastor. Whatever church you go to, check him against the Word of God. I encourage our people that whatever I say, measure it against the Word of God, and if I ever get away from the Word of God, if I ever vary away from the Word of God, to kick me out. These false teachers are very dangerous, and you've got to be so careful. I'll tell you, this false hope is putting a hope in anything or anyone other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He is the true hope. He is the one that we must depend on. We'll talk about that true hope next week. Hope you'll join us then when once again we open the Scripture and consider His Word.
His Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know His sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
Consider His Word.